Now we're ready to adjust the crimping and bullet seating die. As before, and in single stage mode, we do the bullet depth first, then we do the crimp. Okay, like so. Here's our shell. Here's our bullet. We're going to seat it in. There. See, it's in there. Okay, now we need to screw in our bullet seating adjustment screw. Okay, nothing yet. Keep going. I felt some movement there.
It's a little deeper in.
Yeah, that doesn't matter for the moment. I'll just do the whole die. Okay, cool. Now, that was a little far out. Far out, man. Okay, and just keep going until you get right at the crimp groove. Almost there. Almost there. Just an inch more. Maybe an eighth of a turn. Boom, we got it. Okay. Now I'll eject, show you what it looks like. Okay, put it back in, and now that we have the correct depth, we're going to back this out and adjust for crimp.
Back what out?
This bullet seating adjustment.
Okay.
This comes all the way back out. As counterintuitive as that sounds, it does. This is the part that messes up most people. So you back it out till you see screw threads. You see the threads? Then you know you're far out enough. Okay, so now we adjust for crimp. Now we adjust the body of the die, we screw that in until we start seeing crimp. Nothing yet. Well, I felt something. Okay, I felt a little something there. I still don't have quite enough crimp for my purposes. I want a little bit more of a roll crimp, so I'm going to go maybe just an eighth of a turn. I'm going to back off a little bit here. Eighth of a turn each time until I get the crimp that I want. I'm not there. By the way, this particular bullet style does not have much of a crimp groove. We're getting there. This takes a little time, but it's worth it. I'm just going little bit by little bit until, aha, got my crimp. That's what I want. Okay, there you go. Take a look at the end of this other round here. And you see, well, right there. And you see that crimp. That's what we want. I'll stand it up on its end so you can also get a look there. That's the crimp I want. Now that that's done, I'm going to put this back in. And I'm going to screw down the lock nut because we now have achieved the crimp that we want. We don't want that to get out of adjustment, so we lock it down with this. Good. It's finger tight. One more time. Okay. Yep, that feels good. Now, with this all the way down, push it all the way down. Notice my press handle here. If I push all the way down, it wants to spring back up. You see that, how it springs back up when I let go? Hold it down. Now we come back up to our die, and we make our bullet depth adjustment. We screw it in to where it is now on the quote-unquote finished round, which we know to be the perfect depth, till it just kisses. You'll feel it. You can't see it, but you can feel it. Yep, it just kissed it. That die is adjusted. And you get rounds like that. Okay, let's turn this light off here. And that's how it looks. That's how the finished round looks. This is how the finished press looks. We're done with our die adjustment. Notice it's a little more complicated to do that that crimping and seating die. You have to do something that's totally non-intuitive. But once you understand what's going on, it's actually a pretty easy operation to do. I know you can do it. I mean, my goodness, you've taken up reloading, right? Not a problem. Any questions? Email me at cowboyt@sanfranciscoliberalwithagun.com. This is Cowboy T, signing off. Until next time, hope this helped, and thanks for watching.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.